B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over.
Harlequin.
So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Y'all realize?
That's a remind you that it's Friday.
It's my first Josie at home.
Oh, at home Josie.
I love this. I love this kind.
Thanks for sticking with us, as always. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, where you can download our app if you haven't done that already, the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker at home to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Our thanks to you for being here through all of this.
Yep.
617-779-0985.
I'm getting a lot of texts from our work people and
people
in sales.
Oh, okay,
very nice one from Leah. Thank you for mentioning me as being the only one that works within that office.
It's so true. I saw Leah in the early days of our self-quarantining and self-isolating.
She's home watching us. Windship just keeps sending me dirty pictures.
Do you know what she was doing? She came into the office to pick up, like, her monitor, like, from her desk and bring all her stuff home because she was setting up to work.
It's, like, smart, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Right. And I joked with her that she better have permission to be here, and she says, of course I sought permission to be here.
I'm like, that's so nice.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Work ethic.
Professional.
Good work ethic. Right.
Through the roof,
right.
Man.
Right. Alpern sending selfies of himself, as usual.
Oh, yeah, because that's what the world needs.
And Moscatel shaved because he's worried about...
That's true.
There's a lot of people now that said they're trying to get rid of their beards. I think Adam 12 even talked about it because they're worried about coronavirus. Getting in, like, the beard and just germs in your beard.
I thought, like, hair is typically protects against viruses.
But, like, if you
got
an itch...
Case, though? Wasn't that, like, sort of the thing with STDs?
That's what they say, right? That's what you get eyelashes for. It keeps all the dirt out and stuff, right?
Right, like, if, you know... You got a healthy amount of hair down there, maybe you'd be better protected. Wouldn't the same apply to your face?
You'd think so.
You would think.
You would think.
Why does a beard make it more likely you'd get corona? I would think it'd act like a filter.
Yeah,
like you got that big bushy beard, some of those coronavirus particles are going to end up stuck in the beard, unable to get out.
Speaking of filter, I need a new pool filter.
That's what's important on March 27th.
It's not cheap. Well, we were setting up pool openings, and they're like, hey, don't forget about this. Do you still want us to pick it up? I'm like, well, can the pool work without it? They're like, no. I'm like, well, then get the damn filter.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. Max is in Connecticut. Max, take it away.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hey. Just a compliment for Zolak.
Yes, sir.
Nice job yesterday when Bertrand went down with the technical difficulties.
Thank you. We're all pros here at this station.
Yeah, I was listening to you yesterday. Also, real quick, two things. The other thing was 2009 Stamford, Connecticut. That was a chimpanzee.
That was a chimpanzee, huh?
Yeah, ripped her face off. She also your face off. She had a face replacement at one of the Boston hospitals, I believe.
She did.
Face transplant.
She did.
Right. Right. And just quickly on the Brady Buccaneers thing, I've been listening to Felger and Maz for the last week.
That's your point.
And they're ranking on the Buccaneers being perennial losers.
They are.
But, I mean, didn't they have a winning season?
They did. Gruden was there, and
Tony Dungy and Gruden.
Right. Under Gruden, they won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Correct.
Against the Oakland Raiders.
Yes.
And second thing is, where do you guys figure in Brady going with the Buccaneers as far as going all the way Super Bowl?
I think they're a playoff team. I think the question is, how good of a playoff team are they?
Yeah.
And I think some of that's going to depend on what their defense is, which I think is a great unknown.
When I picked up Ndamukong Suh, the defense played better as that year went on.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of details about it. You know, and I'll do more Buck study once we get cranked up here before football season. But I said it. Their schedule is very similar to New England's. And that's going to be a fun thing as you watch this. How's Belichick going to coach his team against a very difficult schedule? How's Brady going to play without Belichick against a very good schedule? And what are Wednesday, Thursday prep days going to look like of game week for Brady, where you're sitting there like, oh, boy. I'm telling you, they hired Tom Moore, and that's huge for him. Because Moore's going to get him in the right offense. They're going to do a lot of the same concepts that Brady likes, and Tom Moore's going to make him feel comfortable the way he did with Peyton Manning in Peyton's heyday with the Colts.
I think the Bucs secondary is putrid, and that division, they're going to get torched.
It's a tough division, Joe.
Yeah, I just think that, yeah, they have guys up front. You mentioned Sue. I think JPP's still there. I don't know what he can do anymore.
Yes, he is.
They have a terrible secondary.
So Sue's going to get
35
doubled.
Points a game, they will.
Sue's going to get doubled, which is going to free up some. So their edge guys are going to be critical for them at the backer and end positions. And who's that? It's Todd Bowles down there, huh? I don't know. We'll see.
Don is in Quincy. Don.
Hey, Purdy's Ice Cream. I bet you remember that, don't you?
Beetle?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
It was an awesome ice cream shop up on Billings Road. It's been out of business
for quite a while. Nope, I know exactly what you're talking about. I do remember that.
It was awesome.
I forgot about that place. It's been years since that was there.
I used to go to Bill's Golf
Land. Forget about that.
Mine. Yeah. I used to go to Bill's Golf Land.
I'll tell you why, because there was a Brigham's in Wollaston. That's why.
Ooh,
which is still
garbage.
You don't want to. I'm with them. You don't want to go to chains.
Brigham's not a chain. It's a New England thing. It's a Boston thing.
Well, it's like Friendly. I get it.
No. It's not like Friendly's.
No, Friendly's like
Carvel ice cream. That place.
Don't you dare speak ill of Brigham's.
We used to have Isley's in Pittsburgh. Same type of thing. I used to go to this hole-in-the-wall place out on Route 51 out
in
Pittsburgh.
One brand of ice cream you got to eat the rest of your life. What are you picking? From the store.
Harlequin.
Not Harlequin. From the supermarket shelf. What is it?
It's Brigham's.
It's Brigham's.
Yeah. Agreed.
They don't even own it anymore. They sold it to Friendly's, from what I remember.
I'm going to Friendly's.
God.
Hood. Hood's got good ice cream.
Or is it Hood they sold? They sold it to another Hood. One of the local manufacturers. Yeah. Well, let me
tell
you.
How many Hoodsies you eat when you were a kid? Little Hoodsie cups.
Oh, my God. I could crush 30 of those.
The Hoodsies, you'd get them, but they weren't that good.
Hoodsies suck.
One spoon. Just go in a big circle right around once,
and boom, right
in the mouth.
And so you'd either have a Hoodsie or you'd get Seymour's.
Nothing like that wooden spoon, right? That flat wooden spoon.
Yeah, Seymour's was over in Dorchester, right near where
we
are.
A Richie Slush guy, not to go off the.
Seymour's used to make the Hoodsies too, so it was like Hoodsie. The official Hoodsie was from Hood.
Right,
Seymour's, but
Wollaston Beach though, you go to the Clam Box and then hit a Brigham's. That was like a
Brigham's.
Day, man.
Give me a break. It's still there, by the way. It's under the radar. It's not called Brigham's anymore. It's just called the ice cream shop. But they still sell what they're still giving you is, you know, similar ice cream. It's under the radar. It's like Brigham's without having a Brigham's.
No, the ice cream conversation's getting.
Brigham's.
I got to tell you, I moved to the North Shore. You got to try Richardson's if you ever get a chance.
Richardson's.
Right up in Middleton. They got the little farm.
What's that New Hampshire beach, that cheese bowl beach up there with the casino and all that they go to?
Hampton Beach?
Hampton Beach.
Yeah, but that's no.
What's that have to do with anything?
No, they probably got some good ice cream joint up there.
Shay's in Winthrop. Shay.
Hey.
Okay. We'll go to Carlos in Worcester on the Tiger King. Carlos.
Yes, you guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Los?
Well, I want to say on the Tiger King, I watched the whole documentary series on that, and that guy, I don't understand how they can put that guy in jail, all right? For 22 years.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. You're going to spoil it for people who haven't seen it. We're talking about this in general terms.
You don't know he's in jail yet?
I mean, I assume he is, but I didn't know that part that he just said. I haven't watched the final episode.
I'm not saying anything.
Good. You got to say spoiler alert before you say
I love spoiling it for people, too.
Why?
I used to do it. I don't know.
Oh, you're it's that guy, huh?
Yeah, I am that guy.
I'm still wondering why he's in jail.
Good.
I haven't got to that point yet.
Yeah, good. We'll find out. But obviously, there are a number of jailhouse conversations that take place during the course of the documentary. I know what he's been accused of and what he's been charged with, I think. I
feel bad for his mom.
Yeah, that...
Sign that.
Carol Baskin.
She really wanted the money. Like, you know, hey, okay, you have to pay $1 million. Like, are you really going to pay it?
He skates in this thing. The new husband.
Hank.
Don't feel like he's got enough criticism.
Hank, he does mediations.
Speaking of husband.
Who's this on the call?
Hey, speaking of husband, our guy Andy husband, he's got like pop-up shops going on with his ribs and stuff, doesn't he? I think he does on the weekends.
Man, the best burnt end briskets I've had ever in my life.
Jeff Lowe, food is so last good. Time I checked, I woke up in America. It's a free country. That was what happened on the mediation. 617-779-0985. Here's the action update. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Corey is in Burlington today. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem.
So I'm in restaurant sales. I work for a giant food distribution company in the area. We're a nationwide company, you know, and we're taking a huge hit right now as far as all these restaurants shutting down and everything that's going on in the world right now, especially in our industry. And the fact that people like John Henry and Tom Werner and the Jacobs can't help out and pay these employees and, you know, relieve some of the pressure of the unemployment in this country right now. You know, these guys are multi-millionaires, if not billionaires. And, you know, just to take a little bit of pressure off people in this country right now, you'd think they'd do something for them.
Well, it hasn't happened in the case of the Red Sox with their concession workers. They have made it with other workers. Yeah. Because
don't you expect them to do something, though, Beetle?
I do.
I do, too. Yeah.
I do. I actually expect it to happen. Okay. Because, you know, as MLB had an announcement, and the Red Sox had one, too, going back to over about 10 days ago now.
What, do they have 10 days till their home, the supposed home opener?
I don't know the exact date.
Yeah, I think it's about 10 days. So,
but every club dedicated $1 million to assist ballpark workers. The problem with the concessions workers is they're not officially employed by the Red Sox. They're employed by the contractor. And so they're making the case to ownership to do something for them.
That's where it gets tricky.
Yeah. Red Sox have said that they had 1,300 staff, so that would not include their concessions workers, from what I understand, and what the concessions workers are saying. So they're going to give the $1 million to those 1,300 people, which comes out to about $770 per worker, which is maybe not what they'd be making, but it's something, right? It's something to sort of help them through this period. Right, exactly.
Yeah, tread water. Help you tread water.
I don't think anybody should expect these owners to pay whatever it is these people are going to make.
Right.
I don't know if that's a fair expectation, but hey, that's something. $770 per worker.
Right.
Maybe they later on decide to do more, but I think that the team, which again, I think makes all the profit off those, you know, crazy concession prices, which we all complain about, yet we all pay. You go to Fenway's, though. Do you buy the food? Do you buy the booze?
Hell yes.
I do. Joe?
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the always.
That's one of the most fun things to do there.
I remember being at Fenway for the UMass football game there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we had like 10 people in a box there.
Nice.
And we were like, oh, let's, you know, order beers for the fridge. And I think the 30 rack, not the 30 pack. So, yeah. I think the 30 rack of Bud Lights was like $250.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
I want to say it was about $230, $250, somewhere in that range.
So what's that normally? It's like $20 in a store, right?
Yeah, it basically they get
if
you.
If you're going to buy it at mass and get it from a distributor, you're probably paying what, $12? Over. Oh, my God.
Right. And so for the person who brought us that beer, yeah, I guess they don't officially work for the Red Sox, but who do you think all that profit's going into the pocket of? Henry or Aramark? I'm sure Aramark gets their cut, too. But yeah, let's be honest, the biggest profit there goes to the baseball club that owns the park and owns the facility and
yeah, your team is putting people in the seats there. Your team is the draw. Yes.
I want to say it was like $250.
Like a three.
Oh, no, I believe that.
For 30 beers, which they were like, oh, hey, yeah, hey, like, that you save a couple of bucks a beer there. They're only like $8 a can.
What's a bottle of Absolute at Gillette? It's the same thing. Yeah, this is how they do it.
Right.
This is nothing like, wow, oh, my God, I can't believe that.
Meanwhile, the Bruins are cutting people left and right. Bruins are cutting
nice, they have that nice shrimp tower, though. They have that nice shrimp tower up there.
Zonai? Oh, man. Does Zonai know where the high-end stuff is in the garden?
I never watched the game.
That happens to me when I go to Fenway in general these days.
The problem is that when Zoe and I go out, when we do go out, you know, we make a lot of friends.
We talk.
We get drinking, we start making friends, and we immediately made friends that night at that game, didn't we, Zoe?
It's crazy.
Made a lot of friends.
A lot of friends. They're actually next door. They actually came over in our box.
We ran into one luxury box at the game that was full of a great group of guys.
Great group of guys. A lot of entertainment.
They happened to bring about 12 strippers with them to the game.
Mm.
But, hey, whatever floats your boat, man.
Or Peter's, right.
Hockey and strippers. Another word I could have used there that the alliteration would have been better, but I won't.
Right.
Let's go to Bill and Waltham. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, good, you guys. Kimball Farms, best ice cream. And what's your thoughts on...
Oh, Kimball Farms, that's the one with the rides and the zip line in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get there pumpkin time.
Yep. And then what's your thoughts on the NBA tournament where all 32...
Love it. I don't like all 32, though. I like 16. Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Thanks, Bill.
And I like best of three, like down at the playground, you know?
Yeah, Zoe something and I like talked that. About that possibility the other day.
Aisha.
I think that's probably far more realistic than a straight-up tournament.
Mm. I like it.
The other thing you can do with that, too, is maybe have them in designated areas, too. You know how baseball talked about having them at different parts? Maybe you can have, like, three games a day.
Host it like a tournament site.
Exactly. Huh. Like Madison Square Garden for one spot.
I don't think New York City is going to be the... Okay. Chosen spot for anything.
Well,
in the near future,
middle.
I would say if you're looking for, you know, an arena. First of all, the question is, will they play with fans? Are fans going to be in the building? And baseball's talked about this, about possibly starting up and having no fans.
Maybe Toronto.
Kingdom. No, Sky Dome. Sorry, Kingdom's gone. Why Toronto?
I'm just throwing them. I'm NBA. I'm just throwing that one out there.
I mean, well, they're talking baseball. Well, like, what do we do with baseball?
But no, I'm talking about like if there was a 16-team tournament, maybe you could have them in the designated areas or designated stadiums.
Huh. Totally possible. Question is where?
Like a Big East tournament, you know?
Right. And the other question is, are they going to let fans in? If they don't let fans in, you could play the game anywhere.
Yep.
Put it in a high school gym. It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want to do. Robbie's in Marlboro. Robbie.
Hey, am I on?
Yes.
Oh, hey, I just want to let you guys know that Ken from Lowell wasn't making that Harlequin thing up.
I know. Actually, we got a couple emails on that. Crazy.
You serious?
Yeah, no, my dad, he's only ever called it that. He worked for an ice cream place in Boston when he was a teenager. And I guess it was, I don't know if it was like a branding thing or what, but
yeah.
I heard it originated with a fourth stripe of pistachio.
Yeah,
flavor.
That's it's got to have pistachio ice cream in it. That's what one of the
Italians
said.
Took over the triple, right? The Neapolitan one.
Harlequin.
Mm. Yeah, Patrick. Thank you to Pat who emailed in. He said you need to add pistachio ice cream to have a true Harlequin.
That's weird.
I'm out.
How would you ever put pistachio?
Pistachio ice cream sucks.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm out.
Rush Drummer 317 sent in. Apparently, the crazy old man was right with a link to how to decipher between Neapolitan or Harlequin ice cream.
He couldn't function that there was actually three of them. You know, it just he always had the fourth.
Harlequin ice
cream. Out on pistachio, though.
Yeah, gross. No, Neapolitan, I could do. Harlequin, no way. Mm. No way. Is this Shaw in Winthrop?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey.
Hey, so what's up?
What's up? What's going on?
Yeah. Nothing much. Best ice cream you'll have is this Twist and Shake. But first, you got to stop at Belle Isle Seafood to get the best lobster roll in New England. People come from all over and then drive down the street and go to Twist and Shake. And for the concession workers, their seasonal, Aramac is one of the biggest companies in Massachusetts, if not New England. I know I'm in the service industry, and they're paid unemployment because they're seasonal workers, the concession. And as of today, the bill passed, so they'll get continued unemployment benefits, and they're actually going to get them at 100%. But I agree with everybody. John Henry's a gazillionaire. You can kick in $500 to each, what, maybe 500 concession workers, and, you know, spend $100,000 just to make yourself look good on TV. And the other thing I want to talk about is Tom Brady's jersey here in New England. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a lock. I think it's going to happen. I think there is no doubt about it. None.
I think I would say I'd just do his out of the whole Super Bowl era. Going back to 01. Yeah. Wouldn't do Vinatieri's. Wouldn't do Laws. Wouldn't do Brews. Wouldn't do Willie's. Yeah, Brady's lock. I think it's locked. It's the lone locked. Really retired jersey you could have here in a 20, 30-year span.
Hey, Zoe, I think you just had a little gremlin there in your line.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, small one.
No, stop it.
T-Bone?
On the right thing. Why don't you do the right thing?
Not that bad. It wasn't quite that bad. Oh, another special line getting hooked up today, Zoe, from what I hear.
Good luck.
Separate one. Just for the broadcast.
I think I got the same one. I think they actually cut it when they did the dog border thing. The invisible fence.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
They put
it back together.
They had to put your line back in?
Mm. Cut through the driveway, all that. Bastards. Tell you what I'm thinking of right now?
But from what I'm hearing, I think I'll be back at home with better connections on
good.
Monday. From what I hear at the moment.
I think today's an outdoor fire pit type day. It's gorgeous out. Mm. People are out walking their dogs. I'm thinking about, what do you think, Murray's little shrimp?
Shrimp.
Steak tips?
Kebabs.
Kibasi.
Kebabs.
Yeah.
And I am just paranoid sitting here wrenching myself in hand sanitizer.
Mm. I haven't washed my hands.
I've cleaned this mic 14 times.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
A lot of people talk into that.
I know. That's what it's annoying. It's just what we do. It's annoying on a good day. Never mind when this thing's going around. We'll get to headlines. Joe Murray.
Hi.
Sorry.
Sitting there.
I've known Joe Murray a lot longer than I've known Jim Murray. Joe Murray has your headlines, and we are right back with more on this Friday. Phone lines are open. Give us a call.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports Hub.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in, and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beto.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Island dress you cause you're tired. Cover you as you desire. When you fall asleep inside my arms. May not have the fancy things, but I'll give you
juice,
everything
woman?
You could ever
you
want
got that juice?
My arms.
This is the Gaga.
So baby, this is?
Yes.
And I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes. And I will be all your
this sounds like one of those Disney movies.
It does have a Disney musical
feel
to it.
It's got a little Selena feel to it. You know what I mean? Selena Gomez.
I will be right by your side. If I can't find the cure,
it's Gaga.
I'll fix you with my love.
I gotta get ready for that. Now, she better not be canceled in August.
I'll fix you with my love. And if you say you're
jacked up for that
concert. I'm gonna heal you anyway.
You going, Lady Gaga Murray?
Yeah, I'm a big Lady Gaga fan, actually.
That's good.
Have you guys have you seen the movie Bradley Cooper there?
Come on. Beetle and I reenacted it.
Okay.
Of course we've seen that movie. Are you kidding me?
I think I live under a rock.
Doug in Virginia's got a tape on a take on onion rings on the cake. That's in play today. It's all in play.
Well, yes, I figured. I've been holding off on this topic until today. But, Zoe, I know you've been to Chatham on the Cape. I don't know what beaches you've gone to, but the beaches in Orleans, there's Nauset Beach and Skagit Beach. Nauset, the place got wiped out.
Liam's down at Nauset Beach got wiped out.
Now, if you know Liam's, did you ever have the onion ring?
Absolutely, 100%. Yes.
It's critical.
I'm in Virginia now. I can't find an onion ring that I'll even tolerate because those things ruin me.
How about Sullivan's at Castle Island, Doug?
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a go. I'm gonna give you one more, Doug. It's a little it's not a place you'd expect, but it used to be right near our old studio that had a very similar onion ring to what you're looking for. It's called Big Daddy's.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big Daddy's in Alston has those onion rings.
And it's got to be thin. They've
got
to be
thin.
It's got
the real thin.
Yep.
Oh, it's
got thin with thin bread.
How did that not escape Cape Cod? I don't know why people don't make that nationwide.
I don't know, but listen, you got a good crew here today if you need food takes.
I went to P-Town last summer. And
I bet you did.
I stand out there. They love me.
I'm
a woof. Dude, you heard about this?
We took the boat there and just tied it up and then walked around it. I loved it.
Yeah, they
What's the first place where you walk up and you can buy the onion rings? Right there at the first clam joint. It's a big one. It takes cash only. I stood in line. I didn't know it was cash only.
I went to this place called the Lobster Pot, though, and very good stuff. Good stuff there. But a random non-like seafood place that has a real good onion ring. Yard House has this onion ring tower. Okay. Comes in this little tower. Very good if you get a chance.
So does Red Robin. Red Robin's got the big fat ones. See, I'm not a big fat onion ring guy, though. Mm. I love the real stringy ones where...
Yes.
I think they're basically just thrown in flour with salt. With seasoned salt and flour.
Yeah, and if you go...
You don't want too much breading.
Yeah. If you go in fast food, too, you know, BK is not so bad.
You do cold ketchup?
Yeah, I like cold. Yeah, I'm a cold ketchup guy.
Do you like multiple places that give you...
I don't like cold ketchup. I like room temperature ketchup.
Do you like the dippings?
Oh,
like multiple dipping sauces.
Yes.
I'm just a ketchup guy.
Yeah, I'm not a mustard guy.
You prefer cold ketchup over regular temperature ketchup?
I'll take
ketchup?
Whatever they give me.
Same here. But if I had a choice, I'll take the room temperature ketchup.
Oh, no. Cold. I hate mustard on a hamburger. But I absolutely love it on a hot dog.
What about a sausage?
Love mustard on a sausage.
On a must. It's a must on a sausage.
It's weird, but
mustard
I go naked,
ketchup.
Man.
Mustard and ketchup.
I do a Both. Naked sausage with just ketchup, and it is outstanding.
Of course it is.
Street meat.
Fake promos, $150.
Like I told
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
Go get some street meat in the city after some drinks. So you've probably done that back in the day,
God,
right?
Yes. We used to. This is the only reason. Like basically, I went to Clark's because I thought it had the only sausage vendor outside at that bar in Faneuil Hall.
Oh, yeah.
So we would pack Clark's to come out, just start pounding it, and then you go down and there's pizza down there in the corner, down by the Black Rose.
So what's your favorite kind of sausage?
I'm going to go the Fenway sausage.
What is that? That's
it's made by the sausage
that's
guy.
That's an Italian sausage.
The sausage guy, yeah.
I love the Italian sausage.
David or whatever, I know that guy.
You get the Italian sausage and you get it done right. I don't like it boiled. I like it crisp. You want to bite? You want it to burn? You want it to burn your cheek when you bite in? You know, like where bite you hit that casing?
I like
just squirts out.
I like to chew it when it squirts. Exactly. I like the squirts too.
Yeah.
Get a Dom sausage locally. Buy some in there.
Oh man,
you chew it and it squirts all over the place. I love it.
A little extra sausage hash with the onions and peppers. You cut that up with the potato. Oh my god. I'm just thinking about what I'm going to buy from Big Y food wise, just so we could cook it on a fire pit tonight.
Chris in Florida today. Hold on one second, Chris. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm originally from Lowell, and that guy Ken, he was saying how that's called a harlequin.
Harlequin.
It's actually right. It's actually right. They name normal things weird food. Now I'll give you an example. What would you call mashed potatoes, ground beef, and corn baked in a pan and served on a plate?
Shepherd's pie.
Okay. They call it Chinese pie in Finn Lowell.
So that explains Ken's weird nicknames. Well, we figured out what the Harlequin thing is. It's not a Lowell thing. It just has pistachio ice cream added in. There's a fourth lane.
When I used to work down at the station, I used to go to this place called Lambert's on the way home.
Oh, yeah, Lambert's. Outstanding.
They got the hot food there. He's got a hell of a freaking shepherd's pie every day for lunch.
Lambert's in Norwood, if you get the this is a Joey Murr recommendation.
Joey Murr recommendation.
Calzone. Whether it's a chicken parm.
Oh, I love chicken parm.
Whether it's buffalo chicken or a pepperoni.
Nope.
Outstanding calzones. Okay.
Gonna pound that. I tell you what, who else has a good shepherd's pie is Jim's Deli up there in Brighton. Miss seeing Big Jim up there.
It sounds like you eat a lot of shepherd's pies, though.
I mean, if I walk in and you got the hot thing open, and you see mashed potatoes, you see gravy, you see ground beef, like put it in one of those white containers, squirt a ton of ketchup and hot sauce on it, and I'm good.
617-779-0985.
Look like one of those dogs driving a car. Look over and see eating the whole thing out of you while you're driving.
Tiger King is in the mix today, that's for sure. Yeah. I did want to get to another sports item, which we will do at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, related to Tom Brady and Bruce Arians and what he had to say about the future of Antonio Brown. We'll get to that coming up. We'll get to more of your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Joe Mar, are you in or out on Easy Mac?
Oh, in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, it's funny. I'll eat any mac and cheese that there is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan of Annie's. Have you ever had the Annie's?
Sure. The bunny on the box?
Yeah. But you know what? I'll eat it, but what I don't love is that Velveeta stuff with the, you know, you got to, like, open the package and then all, like, the cheese comes out. Like, it's like a...
You're not a fan
I like that.
No, I mean, I like it. It's just, it's a pain.
It's thick.
You know,
it's
squeeze it out of the thing and everything.
It's been a lot of mac and cheese being eaten over the last couple of weeks.
You get those canisters, like the bowls of it that they sell with the mashed potatoes in the meat aisle.
Yeah, sure.
You ever get those? The Bob Evans ones. God dang, they're good. Been eating a lot of those.
What's your
a lot of mashed potatoes?
What's your favorite pastas to put into a mac and cheese? So, for example, a buffalo mac and cheese is one of my favorites.
Hot dogs. You cut up the hot dogs.
You know what I really have come to enjoy? Steak mac.
What is steak mac?
Little cut up steak tips inside the mac and cheese.
That'll work.
Big fan of that.
Like bacon. I put some bacon in there.
So I was watching.
I got a place for mac and cheese if you want a recommendation.
I got a couple of them if you'd like.
Fat Cat and Quincy.
Fat Cat and Quincy's the best because the bowl is the size of like meat.
Yeah, and not only that, you get the mac and cheese there and it feeds you for like six straight meals. There's no way you can finish. I don't think it's possible to finish the mac and cheese.
Now, you would never go here for a mac and cheese, but Not Your Average Joe's makes a buffalo mac and cheese and
a lot of chain recommendations out of Joe today. A lot of chain.
Skillet.
Trattoria, the Evita Trattoria, in relation to the 110 Grill. Mm-hmm. They're Italian.
They brought us lunch one day.
They have
fabulous.
A fantastic mac and cheese that comes out in a mini cast iron little dish. Oh, man, delightful. And my kid's picky about mac and cheese. He likes the 88-cent box, man. Like you get the knockoff brand, you get a Market Basket brand.
He knows.
But you put it with butter. You got to put butter and cream in there to mix it with the and it comes out cheesier than the Kraft.
I'm a cream over a milk guy. Exactly the same thing.
Yeah, you gotta have that half. We put half and half. A little splash, half and half.
Scott in New Hampshire's got a question for Scott and Rentham.
You got
Scott. Go ahead.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
Is this Beetle?
Beetle and Zoe and Joe Murray.
Hi.
Oh, Joe looks nothing like John. Is that John Murray? No, Jim Murray. Anyways, hey, Zoe.
What's up?
Nothing. I'm just noticing, watching you on TV, you got some pictures of yourself over your shoulder.
Yeah,
is that your office?
No, it's not my office. It's actually an alcove in our bedroom because it's quiet in here.
So
it's padded. We got a nice rug in here, so it just absorbs sound better.
You put that up for this week, didn't you?
I did, because it was nice. A bland wall.
It's nice.
It's a bland wall back there. But my wife's idea. She said, throw some stuff up back there.
I like it.
It'll better up the shot. Yeah. It's a nice day outside, man.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Yeah.
Keep looking out the window.
Almost 60 degrees out today. Time and time.
Eddie's in Clinton. Another call
Eddie.
For Scott on Pittsburgh this time.
Pittsburgh.
So,
what's up?
I heard you're from Pittsburgh.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Granted, we're not going to Pittsburgh this year. Maybe next year the Patriots will go to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Where am I going for Gwumpkies?
Okay, so you're gonna have to get outside downtown, and what you would love to do is actually hit up one of the churches, like one of the Russian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox churches. You could go to my grandfather, if he's still alive, can make a hell of one. He does it in one of those square skillets with the you plug into the top of your counter.
Yeah.
With the cap on top. Oh man, you put some cabbage in there with the butter and the onions. Oh, delicious. Let me do some research on that for you. You could actually, you know where you get good stuff? I'm telling you, but if you go to Buffalo, Buffalo's got a lot of Polish joints downtown. We were walking around the hotel there, and they had this place that does 50 different flavored pierogies. I think that's too many. You know, just give me the regular old potato. But potato and cheese one. But Buffalo's got a lot of Polski joints. So you have to go to Pittsburgh for it.
James in Hanover. Hey, James.
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing?
Hi, James.
Listen, I wanted to see if I could set you guys straight on your sausage hunt.
What do you need?
Well, I don't need anything. I think you guys need a little info. So if you want to get the best sausages anywhere,
okay.
Of course, you got to bring them home and cook them. Yeah. They're not cooked, but Deeper Squally's in West Newton,
yep.
the only place to go.
I used to went to school right next to them.
Heard about that. My buddy Barry from... Mr. Sid goes there.
Mr. Sid, yeah.
Has mentioned it to us. Like, we were even looking for a place that ran out of meat, and you go to some of these butcher places, they're still stocked with their stuff.
Okay. Hit up Cabot's on the way back.
Have you had, I'll tell you what, you know who's got pretty damn good sausages, too? Big Y. And I'm not just saying this, but you go to the, they have the pinwheel. They got the pinwheel with the spinach.
Yeah.
The beef, it's pounded out flat, but they're pinwheels. They have garlic and cheese stuffed sausage. There in the deli case, you gotta order an amount of them and take them home. Put those suckers on the grill.
Hey, Zoe, we've got a Rob in Canton on the line.
Hey, Rob.
So hi, Mark and Scott.
Yes,
long time, first time. Scott, I heard you confirm to a caller a few minutes ago that the backdrop of the simulcast is in fact your bedroom.
Correct.
So this is a peek inside the stabbing cabin. Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
This is okay. Now, do you feel
that's where magic happens, right?
Right. Do you feel that this makes you and or your wife feel more amorous with the photos of you displayed so prominently near the,
I knew where you were going with this. So what I did is I put them on the wall that you can't see when you're laying on the bed because she's seen enough of this stuff. Like, I had to bring all this stuff up in the basement. My basement's loaded with stuff. The problem is they had to plug in. They got to plug into my Wi-Fi here to the router. And the router's up here in our bedroom, the big router. And
is that what you call it?
Is that what you call it? That butt thing, it's a router. What do you call it?
The big unit, the big router.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Just looking for some ideas on our own here. So thanks, guys. Love the show.
You know what? We got some nice pictures here of the kids. Yeah. She. I got the baby one here somewhere. The baby one. Come on. You got a nice baby one here. There we go. That's her, the baby, huh? Beetle, you got a bunch of these, I'm sure. Like, you're still in that.
No,
kind of,
I can't say that we've ever printed a poster-sized
this was the first
picture
one.
Like, of our child.
We made so many of these. And, like, third one, we did a damn thing with him. That poor kid. Speaking of him, it's a big boy's birthday tomorrow. So Brody turns 11 tomorrow. He was supposed to have a big party. We're not doing it. He's pretty upset about that. But the kids are, we're going to do another party when everything settles down. And there's a lot of kids going through this. You see it on the news. Like, a couple of the cool things are the fire trucks and the police department showing up at some little kids' houses because, you know, kids crying because they can't have a party. But we talked about this yesterday. I got a lot of good responses from people with kids that are seniors in high school that it's a tough ending for their kids for their senior year. Really tough. Every single senior event has been canceled. There's people that have planned senior trips. I never did this with my daughter, but sending them overseas, right? You know, these kids, 8 of them will get together. They want to go to Switzerland or they want to go to London. They're not getting refunded on that. They've tried to talk to companies and the people they booked it through. A lot of people aren't getting refunded and they're losing a lot of money, you know, trying to send their kid away before they go to college. But a lot of disappointment from seniors. I feel bad for those kids.
Let's get to Bruce Arians.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.